Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, so we have one Miguel and Holly family member that is having a really difficult time right now with a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Anna from Sarasota. So you're in a new relationship with a guy and you need a little advice. What's going on?
Okay, so essentially I've started dating this guy. We've been seeing each other for about 3 months. He gets texts on his phone a lot from a lot of people, guys and girls. But in the last week or two, I've kind of noticed more girls and I feel more uncomfortable with the amount of time that he spends on his phone texting people, especially since I don't know much about them or those conversations. He has a different past than me. He's been more of a, like, you know, a playboy. He's had a lot more relationships, dated a lot more girls. How long is too long to wait and see if that's a bad habit or something he is trying to grow out of, or if good guys do that and they grow out of it when they really like somebody, and how long to wait?
What does your gut tell you? Do you feel like something is going on?
Yeah. I don't think he's met up with any girls. I don't think, but I think that he's giving in to temptation still. I think he's allowing, you know, people to reach out to him.
Yeah. I mean, okay, hold on. Before we get into it, because I can feel my anger bubbling up for you.
I have some thoughts.
We got to get to you and the Miguel and Holly family, and we want you to tell us, what do you think? How long is too long to allow a guy to still text with other girls, other people? I mean, and this goes for any sort of, if you're a guy with a girl, whatever the situation may be.
Your significant other.
Exactly. How long do you allow them to still have conversations with these people?
Right. Is it like a trickle-down period?
Yeah.
Are you eventually going to be like, well, you know.
Exactly.
Gotta cut off the texting so much. Or should it just be like, you know, hey, this isn't respectful.
Or is something going on here? Is this a sign of something? Because I have some thoughts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in three songs. We'll take your phone calls now, 877-999-1015. Also, we got to explain Miguel and Holly's Hood versus Hood Challenge. Three songs away on Hot 101.5.
Hey, Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Who is Anna from Sarasota, Holly?
She is having some issues with her new boyfriend. They've been together overall 3 months, but really just committed and you know, in the relationship for a month. And he's texting somebody in his phone with just an initial and then with the name of the bar he met her at, and it's a girl. And when Anna asks about, you know, what are you texting about? Are you friends with this person? He said, oh, we're just texting. Well, about what? Well, you know, some stuff. So she's starting to feel a little weird about it, and she's getting very vague answers from him.
Now, we all have sort of different opinions on exactly how you should go about this when you start a relationship. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that we all are like, something fishy is going on here. But if you are getting into a relationship, how long do you allow yourself to still text with these sort of people? And like, at what point do you cut it off, Holly?
Right. I'm saying if you know this is making you uncomfortable, you got to have the conversation because you're starting a relationship. You don't want to start it on, you know, shaky ground.
Right.
So I would say, you know, this makes me uncomfortable. I'm not texting anybody with, you know, with guys that I meet at a bar. I just feel uncomfortable about this. That's enough of a red flag to someone who is your partner to at least give you the respect that, you know what, maybe what I'm doing isn't right, unless it's something real shady and then she's got bigger stuff to worry about.
Gosh, and I feel it in my bones that there is something going on here.
It's so vague, and it's, of course, if something is going on, he's not going to want to tell her about it.
No one's ever going to be like, I'm cheating.
No one confronted with just a hunch has ever gone, oh, you're right.
I was making out with somebody.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. You have to get the proof if you're going to confront them about cheating.
Brianna from Brandon, you said that you just went through this?
Yeah, so there's this guy and I who've been debating being become exclusive, and we had the conversation before we've officially made the decision that if we did, we would immediately need to start texting people and tell them that we are in a relationship and, you know, obviously deactivate our account. and things like that. So that was a front-end conversation, so I do agree he's doing something shady.
Mm. Right. So, I mean, off the bat, you said, absolutely not. You got to let everybody know.
Yeah, because honestly, you don't almost, you don't think about it, but you do have those people that you text out of nowhere. You're like, oh, hey, blah, blah. That has to really get shut down once you decide to be exclusive, and you're right.
Now, Scott, from a guy's perspective, Scotty the Body, what do you think? I mean, is it okay?
The one thing I keep thinking of is like, she said he's a playboy, and it's not just, that doesn't change overnight. And if you see these red flags already, and I've known plenty of guys that are just not the best, and if they're doing these things already when they say they're changing, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Mm. So it's like, it's easy to say it, but if you aren't doing the actions to really like step up and say, listen, I'm really invested in this. Well, put your phone down and stop texting all these other people.
I know it's cliche, but actions speak louder than words.
Listen, they're cliches for a reason.
Yeah.
Angie from Bradenton, what do you think? I mean, do you have that conversation?
I did have that conversation with my boyfriend. We've been together about a year and a half. And he has a couple of friends that are girls that he was texting pretty frequently. And at first I thought the same thing, you know, like, oh, what's going on? Is there some interest there that I need to be aware of? But he was very honest with me and open. And he shows me his text messages. He involves me in the conversations with them. So now I feel comfortable with it. And he always says, if you're ever uncomfortable, just tell me and I'll cut back and stop talking to them. So.
Are these conversations flirtatious in manner? I mean,
what kind of conversations they having?
They're pretty innocuous, you know, just friendly. He can come off a little flirty sometimes, but that's just his nature that I've learned. But you know, and he's even asked his friends, "Do I come across flirty?" And they're like, "No, I don't see you that way at all." You know. Right in front of me, having these texts with them, like.
What's the worst thing you saw, Angie, on one of these text messages that made you uncomfortable?
It was probably just something stupid. Like he always is trying to lift people up and be positive, so he'll give compliments, you know, and things like that, and nothing sexual. It's never been anything like that. Mm. Just, you know, hey, you're an awesome person, and you know, things like that.
Are they paying him to be a life coach? I mean, damn. I feel like we need to shift the attention to you, Angie, for a minute. Like, what?
You're beautiful, Angie. Yeah. You are amazing. We'll be the boyfriend for you.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as everything is laid out, I think that's what matters. Disclosure.
Right.
Same thing, you know, as long as you're telling people what you're doing and you're honest about it, then, I mean, that's up to the two of you. So that's a good perspective.
Well, Anna, I think you have your answer there. I honestly think that something is going on here, but I think you have to have the conversation.
Right. Even if it's not, even if something isn't going on, he should know that it's making you uncomfortable and should, you know, you're the most important person, not whoever it is from bar, wherever it is. He's with you. So whatever that person is going through doesn't matter as much as you.
Let's put this on Instagram. And what do you think? I mean, how long is too long to allow whoever you're dating to still continue to text with other people? All right. Just go to, I'll just go to the Hot 101.5 Instagram. We continue going commercial free. We've got Blown Off at 8:45.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.